Good morning, Success Happens family. Great to be with you this morning. Another great day in the neighborhood. I'm so sorry I can't be with you there this morning, but I'm over in Tulsa, Oklahoma, working with a team of amazing communicators from the digital and conservative talk space about the state of our nation. We are clear that there is a call to action. And this show, Success Happens, is part of the movement to tell the truth. And I have been immersed in profound conversations and dialogues with individuals, including General Mike Flynn. I had an opportunity to pose a question to him at a press conference. Lynn Wood, who is absolutely amazing. We met with him. Dr. Eric Napudi, attorney Tom Renz, who's fighting the fight against the CDC. Dr. Cordy Williams, a true patriot who fought for freedom and speech and the ability to be who we are freely. Scott McKay, who's amazing street fighters, and many, many others. The Health and Freedom Conference is being hosted by Clay Clark and Aaron Antis of the Thrive Time Show, which is a digital online media program. And it's right here at the Rhema Bible Church in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. And it has been an extraordinary couple of days. But last night, I want to share with you something that happened. Jim Caviezel zoomed in, famous actor, fabulous actor, to share with us the work of the new film he's been working on, The Sounds of Freedom. It's a film about Tim Ballard, a hero and a warrior on the front lines of the war on global human trafficking. As he shared about the film and the work of the Underground Railroad, which is his organization that Tim started, it's about saving millions of children from the clutches of evil and the process used to extract adrenochrome from kids as they are being terrorized and tormented. And as he wept in front of us, we all wept for the children. It was amazing. 4,500 people in this church wept in unison. We have been covering human trafficking on this show for a long time, and you know we've been covering it before anybody else would cover it on mainstream media. He verified that these dumps that they talk about, where they keep the children and adults, are real. He verified that the adrenochrome issue, it's real. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's real. It's happening. And millions of children around the world go missing and are wrapped up and terrorized in this horrible situation. The business of human trafficking has already exceeded the drug trafficking trade globally. That's what they're doing to our children. So as you know, we've covered this for many years. I know that Success Happens is God's work, and each of you make it possible. So I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. And I want you to know that we're going to keep fighting for this. We're going to fight for the children, and we're going to fight for our freedom. We must stand up for our country, our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, and our Declaration of Independence. And you know we've been talking about that. Our mission, vision, and values as a country matter. Those are documents that must be kept alive. They may not be dead doctrines that are trampled on by the likes of those who commit these evil, seditious, egregious criminal acts against humanity and against all of us daily. So you are charged with, from the lips of General Flynn and Lynn Wood and others, with the task to stand up for freedom, to stand up for our children, including unmasking them now. There were stories told about staph infections on children's faces. It is criminal what they're doing. I spoke with a cardiologist yesterday who I'm going to have on the show who's fighting for the kids. We must stop masking our children and our people. So you and I must stand up for the right to choose not to take an experimental vaccine that is questionable at best and possibly extremely dangerous at worst. You and I must be willing to seek the truth, speak the truth, and share the truth, no matter what the cost. Because of freedom, because our freedom, our country, our one humanity, not divided, is our mission. And we were reminded about the stories of General Washington and the miracles that came about. God is with us. So it's very important that you plug in with us and where we're going. We have started a Success Happens YouTube channel. My profound deep gratitude goes to Kira Wynn with KW Photography and Design for her devoted assistance to launching this in time for us to have it up and running for this conference. Thank you, Kira. To my dear friend Natalie for assisting me on this journey to Tulsa and working side by side with me to line up the interviews. We have many, many interviews, you guys, over the next several weeks we're going to be sharing with you. So you want to go to that YouTube channel because that's where it's going to be. and we'll play it here on WFMD. I want to thank my dear old dad for fighting this fight long before anyone believed the cabal was a thing or the deep state was running things. For 30 years, he has known about this, starting with his class action lawsuit representing 7,000 auditors at the GAO, the agency that was charged with the very oversight of the federal government that, had it been properly functioning, we wouldn't be in this mess. But they started dismantling that agency for a purpose. They dismantled the power and effectiveness of that agency. And I believe the wheels were in motion to take over and destroy our nation from that point forward. So please follow and share this show. Put the WFMD app on your phone so you can listen to us anywhere. Follow our YouTube channel. Follow our Facebook page, Success Happens. And follow me on LinkedIn. We're going to start sharing tidbits across all these different platforms. Please reach out to me on my new website, Bakira, charltoncommunications.com. Clay Clark is a hero. That man is amazing what he put together this weekend. And I want you guys to go on, and we'll post about it on our Facebook page where you can get the information and follow it or watch the reruns. Okay, you want to see these speeches. They're amazing. So he put together an epic event. There's 30-plus world leaders here. 4,500 people came together for an amazing exchange of information, ideas, and a passionate commitment to our country and our planet. So it's time to wake up, America. This is it. This is the most extraordinary time of your lives. So the following is a conversation I had with Clay Clark and Aaron Antis, his partner, on the Thrive Time Show, a show about truth, inspiration, faith, and success. So please go online and follow them, the Thrive Time Show. You won't be sorry. Take a listen to part of our conversation and some tips for success from Clay and Aaron. Take a listen to part of our conversation and some tips for success from Clay and Aaron from the Thrive Time Show.